Captain Kennett, leader of the Peace Party, confirm, as we have constantly promised during our campaign, that if you elect members of our party to Parliament in sufficient numbers as to give us an unassailable parliamentary majority, the whole thrust of our legislative and budgetary planning in our first parliamentary term will be directed solely toward the total eradication of crime.
No! Oh, no! Please don't hurt me!
Give us your wallet!
No, I can't!
Wallet!
It's all I have to live on!
Right!
We will use all means in our power, including new sophisticated electronics, to ensure that the criminal classes and the crimes that they commit shall become a thing of the past. The villains and thugs will finally come to realize that crime no longer pays.
No more crime. 2004 by Wally K. Daly. With Bill Nye as Quinley, Derek Waring as Lyle, and David Collins and Michael Cochran as Franklin and Jason Kennett. 2004.
Ricky, you can't hang around with a boy like that. He's bad news.
He's my mate. He looks after me.
Well, there's other people in your class.
Nobody dares bully me when I'm with him. You any idea what he's like out on the streets these days?
I'm going to have to tell your dad, Ricky.
Dad! He couldn't care less. He left us, didn't he?
Oh, Ricky, he does care. We just had to split up for a while, that's all.
Ricky, come on! Oh,
that's badger, Mum. I'm off.
Ricky, I said no!
See you later.
I sound tired because I'm tired. My new flat was burgled again for a start. Hang on, Lena.
Danny, have you finished writing that copy yet?
No, I was just going to do
Stop standing around chatting and do it now. Less than 2 hours before the paper hits the streets.
On my way.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Sorry about what? Oh, the break-in, yeah. Well, election coming up. I'm working all hours and I think somebody on the landing knows it.
Look, Quinley, can you come round later?
Sure. I'll see you later then.
Yeah, all right.
And don't worry, we'll sort Ricky out.
Lyle wants us in his office as soon as you're free.
Sure, one call to make and I'll be with you. Woo! What happened to your eye?
Oh, the usual. Last night, a couple of teenagers.
Oh, did they get much?
A few notes on my purse. My own fault. Oh. I walked too near Shilway.
You should have taken my offer of a drink.
Tonight?
No. I've just promised Lena I'd go around and read the riot act. Ricky coming off the rails a bit.
Just like every other kid in the country.
You can say that again.
You, moving back in with her?
No. Not for the moment.
If only mine would get its act together enough to tell me to go.
Sanjay?
He just lies there like a zombie. It's months now. A doctor says it's a form of shell shock, just like soldiers during the war.
What a world.
Yeah. See you in a while.
Yeah, sure.
Looks like a three-ring circus from up here.
The lab lads call it the bull ring. You know, it's centre of the dartboard, that sort of thing. Three circuits, one inside the other.
How many rats in each?
The inner circle has the least, with the smallest space for the rats to move in.
You chose the most vicious for the inner run?
Yes, sir. Yeah. The middle ring has slightly more rats, but double the space.
And the outer ring. Rats there look quite docile on the whole.
Yes. They do seem quite content with their lot, Mr. Kenneth.
Well, let's stir things up a bit, shall we? See what happens when the inner circle is reduced in size.
Between them, these two have the largest electronic and robotic company in the country.
but Jason Kenneth stands down as chairman and managing director. To go into politics, it doesn't make sense.
Saw the light? Decided that to campaign for peace was a better route than making millions. He's got two young daughters, don't forget.
Ah, come on, Petra, there's got to be more to it than that.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Quinley?
Jason's going doesn't have to pose a major threat to the business. The city analysts say the reins of control will pass to his brother Franklin. The word is Franklin is no slouch, yeah. A brilliant scientist and engineer with a great business.
Yeah, but what's in it for them? Well,
for Jason, it could be the power thing.
Yeah.
3 years ago, he was nowhere, and his fledgling peace party was a laughing stock. Didn't even have a place in the House. Mm. This time, fielding a candidate for every available parliamentary seat, he could soon be shaking hands with presidents.
Yeah, and of course, it doesn't exactly hurt the business image.
Or his relationship with the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still having his meetings, Kwame?
Still having his meetings. The word is the chiefs of staff and the police are backing his plan to the hilt. They find what's on offer almost irresistible.
Peace. Oh, perfect peace.
And who cares what it finally costs? Yeah.
And what's the word on Brother Franklin? What's he getting up to?
Well, tabloid rumour has it. Highly secret experiments at their electronics plant.
Oh.
But no one knows for sure.
Take the inner ring down to the minimum.
Right, Mr. Kennett.
Crying doesn't help anything, Lena.
I'm so worried. Oh, I feel such a fool.
Well, what's Ricky been getting up to?
Oh, since hanging out with this Barger boy, he's been staying out late.
Yeah?
Never doing his homework, answering me back, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, worst of all, I think they've been going into Shilway together.
Oh, that's all we need. How come he palled up with this Barger in the first place?
Well, he said he gives him protection at school.
Unbelievable. Surrounded by barbed wire, armed guards on every gate, and still he's frightened.
Aren't you, Quinley? I hardly dare go out now.
But maybe it'll get better.
Well, not unless the peace party get in, it won't.
You'd vote for them?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know anyone who won't.
The elections loom, and as is appropriate, Jason has resigned from the board for the duration.
Oh, yes,
but none of us must lose track of the fact that the future of this country, when governed by my brother Jason's peace party, will be dependent to a large degree on the products of Kennett Electronics. At which point it is appropriate that we move on to item 6. Production coding implants. Jarvis?
We're in full swing. The robotic workers are now ready to take over all electronic production. So, output should at least double in the next few days.
Hold back on that till after the election. And till Jason's in office. He won't want an irate human workforce going to the press before he's elected.
If you don't mind me saying so, sir, with your brother setting the target for everybody in the country to be attended to a couple of weeks after the election, that's 21 million plus. We're going to need all the production help we can get.
I said, hold back.
Very good, sir.
Evans, how are trials progressing with the restraint vehicle?
Excellent, sir. Shilway Council are letting us experiment in their area, and they say they're delighted with the results so far.
Well, come the day, no doubt they'll be even more delighted. Come the day.
Come the day.
Come on, Ricky. You chick-chick or what? Let's go do it. Earn some money for some hire.
You do it. That motor gives me the creeps. It's too sparkle for a shab street like this.
Someone's filched it and dumped it, that's all.
So how come they didn't filch the stereo, then?
I don't know, do I? Come on, man.
I want nothing to do with it.
Said you were chick-chick. I'll do it myself.
Don't do it, Badger. You'll get scooped.
See? Told ya. Piece of piz. See you around, Clucky.
Don't get in it, Badger. Just take a...
Who needs him? Couple of wires to get the motor started.
Having proved by starting the engine that you meant to unlawfully steal this car, it is my duty to inform you that you are now a prisoner in Police Provocation Vehicle 65234 and will be taken to a holding compound prior to sentence being passed.
You're not taking me anywhere.
I'm out of here.
Ricky! As will be empowered in the Prisoner Restraint Act 2004,
Ricky!
For resisting arrest, you will now be narcotized for the journey.
Please, no!
Ricky, calm down!
Tell us what happened.
Yes.
Badger popped in a car.
What?
Just let him tell us, Squiggly.
All right.
He popped in. Broken, you know. I said he shouldn't. It was wrong. But he did.
Yeah?
A few seconds after he slammed the door, the car brummed up. A voice was talking to him, but there was no one in there.
Okay.
He was shouting for me to get help. His face went all funny, as if he couldn't breathe. Yeah. And he passed out.
Oh, my God.
Then what?
I know it sounds kooky, but the car drove itself away.
Sit up straight, stop crying, and put both your hands onto the metal plates on the table in front of you.
I want my mum.
Put both your hands on the metal plates immediately or take the consequences.
I won't get shot, will I?
Do it.
Okay.
Good. This test program is now underway. Kindly think all the wrong that you have done in your life to date.
Apart from this thing today, I've never done anything much. Honest.
I am reading a multitude of minor offences you have committed since the age of 7. There are also a number of major offences, including drug dealing and having sexual relations with a 14-year-old.
She said I could. You're reading my mind. It's these plates on the table, innit? Oh no, I can't move.
The test program is now complete. In the new order, you would have been found guilty and sentenced accordingly. But you are now free to lift your hands and leave.
Leave?
That's incredible.
Yeah, the boy Barger said that when the robot had finished cross-examining him, it told him to go, and Barger crossed to the door, opened it, and found he was actually inside Shilwe Police Station.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was some sort of pod thing.
Now, in this campaign, Jason keeps hinting at having a sophisticated electronics up his sleeve. Mm. Both the car and the robot Inquisition could be part of that.
Yeah.
If Kenneth Electronics have got something startling to sell in that line of territory, what better way of selling it on a big scale than through Parliament and a law enforcement package?
Yes, absolutely.
Any thoughts on any other electronic goodies, Petra?
Yes, there was lots of talk of human barcoding some years back. Which is in the same line of territory. I covered that conference, and Kenneth Electronics was at the front end of the chat.
Yeah, you've lost me.
Barcoding. Just like in the shops, but doing it to people. Human barcoding. Yeah. You put a tiny, unique implant in people, and then a computer could be set up to read you, register when you're there.
Right. Or when you're not there. Or when somebody wants to know where you are at any given moment. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Well, tied in with the electronic video cameras that Kennet Electronics is kindly donating everywhere as an election come on, and you could track anyone, anywhere, anytime, day or night.
Yeah.
Makes Brave New World sound quite friendly.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we can find out if Petra's onto something or not. Do we, by any miracle, have any friendly moles in Kennet Electronics?
Don't think we have a contact there. Could send young Danny down to check it out, though. Take a walk about.
It's dangerous.
Not for him, with that face like an angel looking as he could lie his way out of purgatory.
Okay, Petra, you get Danny moving in the right direction, and then chase up the barcoding thing in the library.
Okay.
Kwame, you see if we can get Franklin to talk about the new technology legit, while Danny's up to the skullduggery. Cover him in case of any trouble.
Okay.
Quinley, you're with me. Yeah. I want to hear Jason for myself. Where's he speaking tonight?
Oakley Stadium, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Come.
There's Kwame Schulster from the World News to see you, Mr. Kennett.
Hmm. I'll keep him on hold for 10 minutes, then wheel him in, would you?
Very good, sir.
Breathe.
This is the personal recorder of Danny O'Brien, recording at Kennick Electronics. I'm through the perimeter fence and about to move ahead to what looks like a long, low hangar, with lots of noise coming out of it. Machinery by the sound of it.
Security. The compound has been broached. Gate 6C1AA. Camera B2 covering. Intruder now approaching work unit 8. Intruder is Caucasian male, 24-25. Registering very high stress level, up to inferno scale.
Now is the siren to do with me, or... Oh no! Bunch of heavies, at least a dozen of them, coming from all directions, so chances are no escape. All wearing one-piece grey suits, also wearing visors. One of them is pointing an electric gizmo in my...
There are those members of the opposition who say, you can bring in all these restrictions, but at what price in human dignity? I reply, what human dignity? What dignity is there for senior citizens, your mothers, your fathers, your grandparents, and the rest, when they are afraid to go out after sunset? What dignity is there in having to double lock yourself behind iron bars and iron doors every night of your life? And yet still find yourself...
What can you say, Lyle? This is no 10-day wonder. If all his candidates are preaching the message as well as he is, Jason Kennett's going to give all the other parties a run for their money. They're eating up his every word.
They ate up Hitler's every word.
Well, you can't just pretend the peace parties are going to go away. These sort of numbers at a rally merit a front page, Lyle.
Not in my paper.
I urge all of you to spread the word. Vote for the Peace Party! Make crime a thing of the past! Turn your prison home back into your castle!
Look, I just meandered in accidentally. I wasn't stealing or anything.
Right, and you go.
Okay. You don't have to push me around. I'll fit. So what's that you're putting on my ankle? Look, I'm a reporter with the World News. This is going to be in my paper, you know, so go gentle.
Unit, march.
Hey! Don't you speak? Not to me, they don't. So, what does my little red anklet do? Door's wide open. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'll go for a little stroll around. Deep breath, and then on out of the room. Ah!
Ah! Yes, we do have the most sophisticated robotics in the world working in this complex. And they're getting more sophisticated by the day, but I still can't see why that makes it newsworthy.
Well, if your brother is elected and becomes Prime Minister, will your robots be taking over human jobs?
No, that's not the idea. Humans will be removed from tedium, not from work. Anything else?
Human barcoding. Is that one of the possibilities your company has on offer to help your brother to combat crime?
I really am not free to talk about the company's various anti-crime products ahead of their unveiling.
But will they be part of the Peace Party's armoury?
I've no idea. You'll have to ask Jason. I'm not on his campaign team. Of course, if we are asked to put in a tender, I'd be delighted to do so.
So it exists?
The technology to make human barcoding possible has existed for some years. It's quite well reported, in fact.
Your brother has stood down from the company, but will he still have a role behind the scenes?
No. Not while he's in office. That would be inappropriate, if not illegal. Jason and I are very close and will continue to meet quite regularly, socially. But anybody suggesting we were behaving with impropriety would very quickly hear from our solicitors. Excuse me. Yes?
Sorry to bother you, sir. Work Unit 8 have captured an intruder.
I see.
Shall I call the police?
No, not this time. It's too near the election. Let him go, but with a serious warning.
They say he's a newspaper reporter, sir.
Oh, really? Which paper?
The World News.
Ah, yes, well, that's different. He'll be collected shortly. As you probably know,
There's a colleague of yours illegally on our premises.
Oh, no. Young Danny. He was sitting in the car waiting for me.
And please spare me the lies. How could you both have been so stupid as to presume he could have escaped our surveillance?
I assure you, Mr.
Kindly collect him on your way out. And inform your editor that if it happens again, we shall not hesitate to prosecute.
Thank you.
You may also tell him that my brother sincerely believes that to encourage someone to commit crime is also a criminal act. And during his term in office, prosecution for that act will be the order of the day.
I believe that man is evil.
I can't see how you can say that, Lyle. Jason Kennett is just touching on a common need. We do need peace from the villains. It's like a war out there.
You're missing the point, Quinley. Everyone will see somebody different as being the villain. Some people will say it's youth who caused the trouble, so why not round them up and put them behind barbed wire till they're 25 and civilized? The youth know it's the authorities abusing their freedom, which, to some degree, it probably is. The blacks know it's white fascists who cause the aggro, whereas the fascists know it's the blacks. Others blame the gypsies, or travellers, or refugees, or Gentiles, or Jews, or whoever, because they've always blamed the gypsies, or travellers, or Gentiles, or Jews, or whoever. You see, Quinley, everybody has a different target for their hate, and a different choice of enemy, and therefore the prime cause of crime. And Jason Kennett's party allows for them all to be right, so that all of them can hope that their particular bogeyman comes to grief, little realizing, of course, that somebody will have them in their sights and be looking forward to their downfall. I agree, it is a brilliant bit of multiple manipulation on his part, and also terrifying in its implications. At this rate, we could all end up in the gulag.
Be fair. He's just targeting villains, that's all. No colour, no creed, no distinction. Villains must go, is the message I'm picking up. And would the total eradication of crime be such a bad thing?
It depends who is allowed to decide what counts as crime anymore, Quinley. How can you be sure we're not inviting the next Machiavelli to come rewrite our rules? Hang on a minute. Yes?
Kwame. They grabbed Danny at the complex.
Is he okay?
Oh, fine. But you're now on the list of possible criminals for egging him on.
Oh, am I now? That's nice to know.
See you at the office.
We're on our way.
Problem?
It was Kwame. They took Danny prisoner at the complex. He says I'm now marked down as a potential criminal myself. Interesting, eh, Quinley?
They were robots, Lyle.
Robots?
Yeah, but of extraordinary quality.
So what happened after they grabbed you?
They took me inside a long room with hundreds and hundreds of pod things in it.
Pods?
Well, round things, all lined up as if waiting for dispatch. They took me into one of them, square inside, brightly lit, white.
A small white chair and table?
At the centre, yeah.
It sounds very much like the sort of thing the boy Barger ended up in.
Yeah.
They sat me on the chair and cuffed my ankle.
How do you mean, cuffed it?
Well, one of them put an anklet thing on my left ankle. It was very light, like plastic, red with a gold band round the middle. Then he went.
Yeah.
He left the pod door wide open and I thought I'd go and have a wander round outside, see if all the pods were the same.
And?
And as soon as I went through the door, my leg was in agony. I looked down and the anklet was pulsing and burning me. I thought the gold band had disappeared, but it was glowing, red hot. I got back in the room as quick as I could. The burning immediately stopped. And after a few seconds, the gold band returned.
You say it felt like it was burning you?
No, it really was burning. Look.
Oh, God.
Well, later, as I was waiting to be collected, the supervisor said, really cold, that if the peace party had been in power, come the day, the anklet, once on anyone, wouldn't be coming off.
Come the day?
That's right. Sounded sort of like a little prayer.
Where was the intruder from?
The World News. The editor there is one Lyle Manders.
Have you checked him out yet?
Oh, yes. Not one word on your campaign to date. His lack of enthusiasm for cleaning the country up is palpable, Jason.
Well, I shall make sure his name appears on the appropriate list. And no doubt in the fullness of time someone shall name him. But not before the election, of course.
Oh, of course. I'm looking forward to the result.
Could be a close-run thing.
Oh, to be honest with you, Jason, I think you are home and dry.
No, we are home and dry, frankly.
Okay. We are home and dry.
And living in a peaceful world.
Oh, yes. In a peaceful world, Jason. In a very peaceful world.
Computer predictions based on the voting figures already in indicate that the Peace Party is going to be elected with a majority that is nothing short of a landslide. Some predictions indicate that they may indeed have a more favourable majority in Parliament than any government...
As anticipated, the King's speech during the state opening of Parliament after the extraordinary election victory of the Peace Party was solely concerned with law and order. The King announced that in the face of the rising tide of crime in the country, newly elected Prime Minister Jason Kennett intends to immediately declare a state of emergency.
The three major law and order bills my government intend to put on the statute books will be the Freedom of Privacy Bill, Freedom of Movement Bill, and the Restraining Areas Bill. The extension of the personal pass law to cover everybody in the country, and not just those on social security, will be implemented forthwith. And anybody resisting these changes will be viewed as a potential criminal element and summarily dealt with. This will be followed by the human implant coding legislation, details of which will be announced at a later date.
What's going on, sir? Why the alarm?
Get everybody out of here. The damn thing's going to go off.
What's happened?
The fuel rods have destabilised. Most of them collapsed. Two have broken through the basement casing. Heavy water escaping. And there's radiation everywhere. It could go up any second.
Reports are coming in of a major leak at one of the Atomic Fuels network of plants. A 50-mile danger zone is being cleared around the site by the Ministry of Defence. The Army and Air Force are staging a joint operation. What few civilians live in this barren region of the country are at this moment being airlifted to safety.
This atomic leak is the biggest story we've had for months. And you tell me it's bullshit, Quinley?
I got these from Jackie, my chum at NASA, this morning.
What, satellite pictures?
Yeah, three. None of which have been screened on television or released to us for obvious reasons.
What obvious reasons?
This first one shows none of the reported damage to the installation. Major explosions of a catastrophic nature, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
This one is an infra. It's used to show up all radiation. Now, apart from a little normal surrounding glow there, there is no radiation leakage at all.
But why move tens of thousands of people out of an area on the strength of a lie?
There's not that many. I'd say less than 2,000 people maximum for the whole region. Apart from a few villages, on the whole, it's barren moorland.
Yeah, why?
If we had an answer to the last photograph, we might have the answer to your question. Look, Jackie said he'd never seen anything like it and can't even hint at what it might be about.
So what am I looking at? Looks like series of rings with the atom station at the centre.
That's it. Satellite spectrum cameras threw this one up. Three massive bands of some sort of concentric electrical or magnetic force. Yeah. The strongest is the centre band. That covers a 10-mile area. The next, a little weaker, laps over it and then goes to 25 miles diameter around the plant. And the third, the weakest one, covers up to 50 miles.
So what does it mean?
Well, Jackie says whatever's causing this effect must have its source at the very centre.
In the atom plant?
Exactly. And it does seem to perfectly mark out the 50-mile exclusion zone that has been announced as lethal around the plant. An area, we're told, that's now totally surrounded by soldiers.
Yeah.
Something going on in the port,
sir. Yeah.
New system of checking people into the country is almost causing riots.
What's happening?
It appears the pods Danny saw at the Kennett workshop are finally in place.
Please be seated and put your hands on the metal plate.
Good God.
Have you committed a crime?
Well, certainly not.
I see you are an habituated drug user.
Well, I smoke a little grass once in a blue moon.
You are now free to leave.
You mean I can carry on with my visit?
No. Drug users are undesirables. Entry is banned to undesirables.
What?
You will be returned to America on the next available flight.
You're kidding.
Have a nice day.
Do we publish?
What do you think, Lyle? Go public on the phony fallout pictures?
I'd say not yet. Let's see if we can get the whole picture. Try to find out what the Peace Party really is up to, from exclusion zones through to pods at every airport.
If she'll weigh anything to go by, not a great deal.
Right, let's hear it.
Lena rang to say Ricky had gone missing again last night, so I had a drive round Shilway on the off chance of spotting him.
Did you?
No, he'd actually gone home by then. But the point is, it's business as before. As if the Peace Party doesn't exist. The hookers are still openly hooking. The junkies still pop, sniff or smoke without even trying to hide it. People are rolling drunk by the hundreds in there. Worse than ever. It's like a human cesspit.
You take that, plus the fact the city jails are full to overflowing, you start to wonder, was it all talk?
Yeah.
Oh, if Jason and his party don't start producing the goods soon, namely a squeaky, clean, crime-free land, I'll be totally discredited.
Maybe it's already underway. Maybe the atomic fallout scare is all a part of it.
News flashing, Lyle.
Yeah.
Troops by the thousand heading to surround every inner city prison.
Quinley, you cover Blakeheath.
Right.
And Petra, you take the Wynn's place.
Right, no problem. I know the governor.
Danny!
Yeah?
Get over to Shilway, see if anything new is going on in there.
Shilway? I'll get my throat cut in there.
That's what we pay you for. Go. I think the Peace Party show could finally be on the road with a vengeance. What can you see from there, Tommy? Is it the law causing all the palaver?
No, soldiers, hundreds of them, including women ones. They're all carrying guns. That's weird. The front gates are wide open. Hang on, the A-Wing lads are coming out.
Those brutes will soon sort a few soldiers out.
Hey, that's just as much. Paddy's made a dash for it. Oh, yes, and the other two have just joined him, running for the gate.
This is Quinley Roma outside His Majesty's prison at Blakeheath. I can't believe what I've just seen. Three men have been machine-gunned to death in cold blood, shot in the back. The shots were fired by troops as the prisoners ran out of the wide-open main gate of the prison.
Oi!
Their bodies are still lying bleeding in the middle of the street.
Oi!
What?
What do you think you're playing
at? I'm a reporter. I'm just...
Give me that. Give me that. You can't do this. Give me that.
Nothing happened there, right?
Yeah.
Now, push off and thank your lucky stars I'm in a good mood. I ain't throwing you in the back of the lorries with the other scum.
Right, you criminal crap. There's the gate, still wide open. Anybody else want to run for it before we set off? Okay. Everyone's going to put one of these red anklet things on, and then we're taking you away from the city to the north. Be a 12-hour journey in open trucks, and there's rain expected. This is to let your type know the days of luxury are over. From here on out, your sort are no better than cattle. Anyone wanting to jump out the truck at any time, feel free. We need the target practice. Now, get the anklets on and get on board. Give them out.
But Sarge, aren't you out tomorrow? My sentence is up.
There's no such thing as sentences being up anymore. Once a villain, always a villain. Put an anklet on him and throw him in the lorry with the rest. All of you, get out of the lorry.
I've never seen anything like it. It was totally horrifying. They were unarmed men.
Did you hear any warning called?
No. My feeling was the gates were left open on purpose.
Oh.
And these men were shot to demonstrate to the rest that the ball game has changed.
It's beyond all belief. There was blood in the corridor at Sternwold as well. The governor wasn't fussed that I saw it. She said I couldn't report it in any case.
Yes, she's right. Nothing we can do with it. The new D notice listing taboo subjects arrived just after you left. The Privacy Bill now also covers anything even vaguely crime-related. Total censorship by any other name.
Can we report a soldier bravely doing his duty by shooting three prisoners in the back?
No, not if it was criminals that were shot.
Crime eradicated from the country at a stroke by cheating with the media. Cheap trick.
Oh, no. Today proves they mean business, Quinley. We've got to keep our noses clean from here on, huh? Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hi, Lyle. It's me, Danny. I'm still just outside of Shilway. Quinley was right. It's like a carnival down here. Loads of drugs and booze floating about. The area's totally surrounded by thousands of police, but they're not doing anything apart from letting people in. Don't seem to be letting people out again, mind. Hang on. It's Quinley there, Lyle. Ricky and another young boy are over the road, heading for the entrance.
Quinley, come and take the phone. Hang on. Danny's at Shilway. He's spotted Ricky there.
Right. Danny, what's going on? Going in? Look, will you do me a favour and get over there and try and talk him out of it? It could be part of what's going on everywhere else. Nothing less than a well-baited trap.
Ricky! Ricky!
Who's that geezer calling you?
Where? Oh, yeah, it's Danny. He works with Dad. He's all right. Probably after some free booze as well.
Come on, let's get in.
Hey, Ricky, I've just spoken to your dad. He said don't go in. It could be a trap.
We'll do what we want to do.
It's just a big party, Danny, that's all. We've heard there's free booze for everyone.
Come on through the cordon, Ricky.
Come with us, Danny.
It's too dangerous. Don't go in, Ricky.
You both know if you go through, there's no coming out until tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Ricky. Let's go party.
Don't go through there, Ricky.
See you, Danny.
Ricky.
Don't interfere.
The officer.
If they are the type who like this sort of stuff, let them party while they can. Now either come in or move away and unblock the path. Which is it to be?
It's the same story from every major city. Yeah. Every crook, hooker, dopehead and villain are packing themselves or being packed into the really rough quarter of any given city and partying. At least a dozen reports of police handing out bags of free dope, crates of booze from their vans, stuff like
but
that.
Why? There's no sense to it.
There could be if you run the peace party.
Yeah, but why?
They could be ghettoising crime.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I say. Their thinking could be, wouldn't it be nice if that sort was kept out of our territory, in one place where we can keep an eye
but
on
But that would mean a permanent villainous no-go area being established in every city in the country.
That's right.
Jason Kennett wouldn't stand for it.
Petra's right. They wouldn't just be allowed to get on with it.
Of course not.
How long, I wonder, before the soldiers are sent in to do some selective culling?
Yeah. It's confirmed. What? The country is closed to the outside, as tight as a drum. Airports, ports, tunnel, the lot.
Any word on the inner-city prisoners?
There have been sightings of hundreds of open-topped cattle trucks, full to the brim, heading north.
You think they're being taken to the so-called exclusion zone?
You bet your life.
Yes? Yeah, OK, I'll put him on. What's going on? It's Danny.
Yes.
The idiot is now, for some reason, inside Shilway.
What happened, Danny?
I'm sorry, Quinley. I tried to stop Ricky going in, but he wouldn't listen. So I thought I'd follow him and keep him out of trouble. But there are too many in here, Quinley. Thousands. I can't find him. I've tried to get out, but the police won't let me. Hard-nosed. You knew what you're letting yourself in for, sort of thing. But everything's free. Booze, dope, everything. Trouble is, the police are letting more and more people push in. Oh, there's going to be a battle in the end. I'm scared, Quinley. I'm really scared.
Come on, Ricky. Let's come out of there, please.
Look, God, Lena, they're not going to let them out, even if they do come back to the entrance. There's no point standing here all night freezing.
He's just a kid, Quinley. 16. He's just a kid. He's in there with all those whores and drunks and druggies, and they won't let him out. How can they do this? How can they do this, Quinley?
Because we asked them to. This is what we wanted. This is the peace party in action.
Sorry, I'll have to ask you either to go inside there or to leave. We have instructions to clear the area.
Right. Come on, Lena, I'll take you home.
The good news is you won't be mugged on the way there. Every thief in the town is tucked up safe in Shilway and can't get out.
My son's in there and he is no thief.
Lena.
Oh, yeah. Good night. On your way, let's have no fuss.
Come on, Lena, let's go. Come on, please, girl. Come on.
Can you get me out of here, Lyle?
Sorry, no. I've been trying all evening, Danny, but I can't get clearance from anyone. Keep your head down, and I'll come there first thing and pick you up.
Okay, Lyle, I'm sorry to have kept you out of your bed, but it's unbelievably awful in here that I wanted to get out as quickly as possible. I found an old woman earlier, frozen to death, everybody just ignoring her. But something's going on. Orders are being shouted in the distance. It sounds like a bunch of helicopters coming over the area. I can't see them. Oh, yeah, there they are. There's mist coming out of the back of them, Lyle. No, as it touches people, they're falling over. I'm going to run, Lyle. The helicopters have started circling, so the mist is getting everywhere. I don't know where to run, Lyle. I don't know where to run. It's going to touch me.
Danny? Danny!
What the hell is going on in there?
Lena and I left the area at 4:30 and I went back at 8. There was no police presence at all. I just walked in. Shilway was totally deserted.
You mean no revellers? Nobody sleeping it off?
I mean nobody. Everywhere was wide open. Pubs, brothels, pawn shops, peep shows, doors wide open. But there wasn't a sign of life. Everybody in Shilway had just disappeared.
Really? Yeah. Any word from Danny yet?
No.
I went looking for him in Shilway.
Yeah, ditto with Ricky. Ghost town. But no blood anywhere. No sign of a struggle. There obviously wasn't a battle.
No, it was gas.
Ah.
Danny was on the phone. Choked while helicopters were going over. I could hear people screaming down the line.
But if it's deserted now, the troops or police must have gone in after to clear it up.
You're right.
You know the most amazing thing I noticed last night?
What?
There were no police sirens. During the night, There were no police sirens at all.
Jason Kennett's on television, giving a State of the Nation address. Something called Operation Clean Sweep.
Get it on.
Sounds like dynamite.
Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
First, to put the record straight, there was no accident involving atomic fallout at the power plant last week.
Well, I knew it! Yes.
I am sorry if some of you who have relatives in the area were unduly frightened for their safety. Yeah. But it was a necessary deception. Our intention was to use the alleged incident to clear an area 50 miles in circumference and to seal and cordon it off from the outside world.
Exactly.
This was successfully achieved in the time allotted for the task.
So we'll finally get the story.
A version of it, at least.
This action was one part of the Peace Party's overall plan to eradicate crime and criminals from our lives. To this end, 3 free zones have now been established in this 50-mile exclusion zone.
Free zone?
The first inner zone is 10 miles in diameter.
The satellite map's about to be explained.
Could be.
And in that inner zone, known as Free Zone 1, at this moment, every prisoner in the country, male, female, young and old, a total of 55,641 criminals of all categories, from multiple murderer, serial rapist, through to petty thief, is being released and left in that 10-mile band to fend for themselves off the surrounding countryside.
That's unbelievable.
They are no longer to be housed, fed, or policed in any way.
It's sheer butchery.
But what if they get out?
Within that area, and that area alone, from which they cannot escape without dying, they are truly free to do what they will. Hence the title, Free Zone. Murder and mayhem, rape and riot, those diabolical evils that the criminal mind appears to crave, are freely available to them within the Free Zone.
It'll be murder.
That's what he wants. What a way to save billions on the budget.
We will, in a spirit of scientific interest, do no more than monitor their actions in there by satellite.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. What is this madhouse they've brought us to?
It's so unfair. All I wanted to do was see out my last days in peace in my nice little cell. And Barry dropped me in the middle of it. Oh, Jesus, we'll all be murdered, I bet.
I think one of the big problems, Tommy, is going to be actually finding a bed to be murdered in.
I must emphasize that under no circumstances can the prisoners leave this 10-mile zone. The middle zone reaches out for a further 15 miles from that first inescapable zone, a total of 25 miles from the atomic station. Last night, in various crime-infested regions of our major cities, drug addicts, prostitutes, pimps, purveyors of pornography, drunks, muggers, and the rest were encouraged by the police to gather. In the early hours of this morning, they were all harmlessly narcotized in their dens. All were security tagged, put into lorries, and are at this moment having their consciences examined in the new robotic courts of law that are in place throughout all 3 free zones.
That's why robotics.
Stop sniveling, sit up straight and put both your hands onto the plates built into the table in front of you.
Please let me go. My mum will be worried. I've never stayed out.
Put both your hands on the metal plates immediately or take the consequences.
Why? What do they do?
Do it. This court is now in session.
That can't be right.
little white cubicle with a chair and a table. Can't be a court. Where's the people? The judge is my solicitor.
Think of all the wrong that you have done in your life to date.
Hardly anything.
I am reading from your mind a multitude of minor offences you have committed since the age of 12. You play truant.
No.
You often smoke an illegal substance. You drink while underage. You have taken hallucinatory tablets and are guilty of watching a boy called Baja stealing a car.
But I didn't steal it.
You have been found guilty at band 2 level.
Guilty? Guilty of what?
Of being an habituated criminal.
When will I be sentenced?
Now, you will spend your life in Free Zone 2.
But I've never done anything wrong.
You broke into Kennet Electronics?
I didn't break in. I found an entrance.
Semantics?
Look, it's my job. I was told to go and do it.
Who ordered you to commit this crime? The name I read is Lyle Manders, editor of the World News.
He didn't order me to commit any crime. He just said go and see what there is to see.
Thank you. You may go.
What?
You will find your anklet is unclasped. You are free to leave, having been found as yet not suitably guilty to be ordered to any level of the Free Zones, and having assisted our inquiries, you will be returned to civilized society.
How do you mean, assisted your inquiry?
Please leave now through the door you entered. There are a great many people to be processed.
Those with clear consciences, the innocent victims of this morning's roundup, will have their tags removed and be sent home. Those found guilty will go through into the 25-mile zone, Free Zone Level 2, and must henceforth make their life as best they can there.
This can't be true.
If they wish, they can travel into Free Zone 1, but they will be strongly advised, if they value their lives, against doing
so. Thank God for that. Ricky's no criminal. He'll be released.
Ditto for Dan.
The final zone, stretching up to the full 50 miles, will be for two major groupings. Firstly, the wives, children and family companions of those living in Zones 1 and 2 who wish to keep in touch with their loved ones. And also for those who do not wish to participate in the next phase of the Peace Party's programme. That will commence in 2 days' time and be completed within a fortnight.
Keep in line! You'll all be checked!
Where's the food bag?
Danny!
Who on earth?
Danny, over here!
Ricky? Ricky! How'd you make out?
Not so good! They said I was guilty! Habituated or something!
What?
I have to stay in zone 2!
Ricky, what's wrong?
I can't get any nearer! This ankle thing burns! Tell Dad to get me out of here, please, Danny! I'm only 16! It's wrong! Tell Dad to come and get me!
Well, don't you worry, Ricky. I'll tell him.
Every person wishing to live in the safe and civilized world outside of the 50-mile free zones will, within those 2 weeks, be given their own individual and totally unique code.
What's this?
This code, wrapped in a virtually invisible capsule, will be implanted by injection into the shoulder of each participating member.
Unspeakable.
There will be no pain at all.
Yeah.
Not even a pinprick. It has been agreed that nobody will be forced to take part in this final phase of the cleansing of our country. This is a purely voluntary exercise. But those who don't take part and are not coded will be required to move to Zone 3, the outer ring of the Free Zone.
That
ends this report on...
I'll kill it, will you, Patro?
Thank you for giving me your...
So there we have it. Nationwide human barcoding, cameras being installed in every corner of the country to see automatically who is not one of us, who is barcoded and safe or not barcoded and dangerous.
He did say that it was up to the individual whether they had it done or not.
Yeah, but it was clear enough what he was saying. Refuse the coding and you're cuffed and in the free zone for life.
It was still a decision for all of us to be made. Only 2 weeks to think about it. Do we take part in the barcoding or resist?
I won't resist. There's no way I'm going to a free zone full of the dregs. There'll be a bloodbath in there.
No, it's not necessarily going to be all dregs, in spite of what Jason says. There'll be lots of conscientious objectors.
Well. So you won't have it done, Petra? You won't allow yourself to be barcoded?
Yes, I will. I'll be first in line. Well, it's for sure Sanjay isn't going anywhere in a hurry.
Yeah.
And for my sins, I'm his wet nurse.
What about you, Lyle?
Well, I'll tell you something. As I walked home last night, I had an incredible thought. Just suppose it works. Ignoring for the moment the massive loss of civil liberty, just think if it actually works. Peace, perfect peace, and for the first time for as long as I can remember, just peace, perfect peace. No sense of fear, no sirens in the night, no brutality. And I wondered, would it be worth the price? And for the first time I thought the almost sacrilegious thought, maybe I ought to give it a fair chance before condemning it out of hand. Oh, hold on. Hello?
Lyle, it's Danny.
Danny, you all right?
Yeah, fine, they let me go.
Oh, great news.
Your name came up, I'm afraid.
Oh, what about?
About the break-in at Kennetic Electronics.
Oh, I see. Can't be helped. Maybe they're just gathering that sort of information for the future. Black mark against me sort of thing. How are you getting back?
I'll hitch a lift.
Okay, see you then.
Ricky's been held up here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, prisoner, zone two. He's not alone, though. There's hundreds of kids being held. Will you tell Quinley?
Yes, sure. I'll pass it on. Bye, Danny.
Bye.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Quinley.
What?
Ricky didn't make it through the test.
Oh, no. God. So where is he now?
Sorry. He's a prisoner in zone two of the free zone.
Oh, God, he's just a
kid! He's not alone. Danny said there are hundreds of teenagers up there, all on the wrong side of the barrier. No doubt some of their families will go up and join them. No doubt Jason and his peace party will be delighted. Danny says he's now safe and well and free and on his way back, but he does say that my name came up when he was questioned.
What?
What does that mean exactly?
Only time will tell.
Lyle, two heavies in the outer office.
Oh, well, 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 I'm coming in this direction. Yeah. Good day, gentlemen. How can we help you?
Lyle Manders.
Yes, that's me.
We're part of a backup team collecting individuals whose names have cropped up in the initial investigations at the Free Zone.
Oh, come on.
Your name is on the list.
What?
You're accused of inciting a young man named Danny O'Byer to break into Kennedy.
Oh, come on, that wasn't breaking in. Does it help if I say that that wasn't quite how it
was?
Exactly, exactly.
It's of no interest. We simply take you to have it confirmed or denied in a judgment pod.
Ah, so that's what they're called. Do I have time to phone my lawyer?
That's not the way it works anymore.
What?
You are to be your own judge and jury.
Oh, fascinating. Well, it would appear I spoke a fraction too soon. Could be a good life, perhaps. But only for those who survive the investigative process. I'm obviously not destined to know the joy of peace, perfect peace. In a land free of crime.
You might come through the test judged as clean.
Oh, come on, well, Quinley. You don't know. I'm editor of a national newspaper. I not only know where the bodies are buried, I've buried some of them myself. No chance. Let's go. See you all in this even braver new world.
That's up.
Well, we all woke up wearing exactly the same tags as I had put on me at Kennet Electronics.
Oh, Connor.
Look, if this is too much, I'll stop.
It's okay, Danny. Let's hear the rest of it.
I'm sorry. Please, carry on.
Yeah.
Right. Once I'd been judged in the pod, I talked to Ricky and then I went out and asked the soldiers where he could stay. And they said anywhere he could find. It was every man and woman for themselves in there. When I got back, his friend Barger was with him. I imagine he didn't pass the test either. And he asked me to leave. So I did.
Was there anything else, Danny?
No. Oh, yes! There was a strange thing I picked up. Apparently, in the prisoner band, the inner band, not only can't they get out into the next zone without getting burnt, they can't get into the power station at the centre either.
The disused atomic plant?
That's it. They get even more badly burnt if they get too near that.
Yeah, but of course, the satellite pictures, that's presumably the power base for the free zones. If they could get in there, who knows what damage they might be able to inflict on the system?
None. They can't get in.
Quite. But I wonder what would happen if somebody not tagged tried to get in there.
Probably get shot.
I wonder. Who'd be stupid enough to run the gauntlet of 50,000 vicious prisoners to try?
Oh, Quinley, what are we going to do?
Well, you're going to stay here and get better, Lena. I'm going to go north and see how Ricky's making out. Perhaps catch up with Lyle.
You're kidding.
No. Well, number one, he's my son, and you said yourself, Danny, he asked for me. If I don't go, there's no way I can get round that one and live with myself.
Oh, Quinley.
And number two, I'm a reporter, and there's going to be some story to report.
Gotcha.
Should make the old Wild West look like Mary Poppins.
Is there a number three?
Yeah, I suppose there is. Number three, do you really think I could live my life branded like a chicken in a supermarket? No, I can't let them barcode me, trace my every movement. When the time comes, I'll refuse to be done and be sent there.
So, is he going to end up there in any case? You might as well go of your own accord.
Exactly. Do you fancy coming up, Danny, and getting the first Free Zone newspaper underway?
Jason Kennett.
Hello, Jason. It's Franklin.
Franklin, how nice you to call.
I wondered whether it was time to decrease the area of Free Zone 1 yet.
Oh, yes. By a mile. Time to see if the theory works in practice. Hmm? Give the word.
Very good. I'll tell them.
In 2004, by Wally K. Daly, starred Bill Nye as Quinley, Derek Waring as Lyle, David Collins as Franklin, and Michael Cochran as Jason. Kristin Millwood was Petra, Anton Phillips, Kwame, Caroline Webster, Lena, Henry Power, Ricky, and Joshua Tau, Baja. Other parts were played by Oliver Senton, Andrew Branch, Gilly Bond, Deborah Berlin, and Michael Tudor Barnes. Technical presentation was by Simon Moorcroft. The production assistant was Lottie Barker. 2004 was a BBC World Service drama production directed by David Hitchinson.